always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
Good morning and welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast, a part of this here Lakers Lounge Podcast Network. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider, as well as lead Lakers content creator for Offside, joined on this fine, whatever day it is that you guys are watching this. I think this is probably going to drop on a Monday, by nobody. I am on vacation right now. As you guys are listening to this, I might be in a pool. Oh, actually, if it's dropping on Monday, I am at Disneyland right now with my family looking for Rob Pelinka to ask him if there is any kind of update on the Jonathan Kuminga front. Also, would be absolutely incredible if the Kuminga news drops while I am at Disneyland. That would be the best outcome of this summer. But today on the show, or in this episode, we're going to be talking about Austin Reeves. We've already dropped a Luka Doncic player preview. If you haven't checked it out, I hope you guys do. This one will be about Austin Reeves and the steps forward that the Lakers need him to make this year and whether I think he is capable of them. Other player previews to come. I'm recording a Walker Kessler one after I record this one. And I don't know if I'm going to do another player specific one, but I do want to do kind of like a look at the team's identity, either that or the rules that I would like to see the Lakers abide with their rotation, combinations of players that intrigue me, all of that good stuff. So that'll be the couple more evergreen episodes that I'll be dropping while I'm on vacation. And then I am back in Texas, probably Thursday would be my first live episode back at home, here at home. As always, though, like even while I'm on vacation, the plan is still going to be going live. If we get any kind of breaking news, I'll have my mic with me, I'll have my laptop with me, and we'll go live to discuss any of that stuff. But as it stands right now, we're going to get by with these player previews for the next few days. And then I'll get back home and we'll continue with some of the player previews and stuff like that. I'll just do those with guests live with comment sections and all that stuff. I miss the chat. You guys are awesome. I can't wait to get back to recording with you guys. So please hit that like button. Please hit that subscribe button. Please turn on notifications for the show as well as for YouTube so you get the notifications for the show. Please subscribe wherever it is that you get your podcasts. And today's show is brought to you in video form by Prize Picks. Use that promo code HMA, win your first selection, and get $150 of Prize Picks lineups on Prize Picks. Again, winning a $5 selection, any $5 selection, and you get $150, that's incredible. All right, let's go ahead and dive on in to the season that Austin Reeves needs to have. First and foremost, the biggest takeaway that I have from this summer is that Austin, by way of signing the contract that he signed, just went from cool story, really fun outcome to his career so far, relatively lowered expectations, to now it's like, the Lakers are expecting him to be, by way of that contract, the second best player on a championship team.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Now, maybe eventually he gets surpassed by Walker Kessler, just in terms of overall impact because of the type of defense that Kessler has to play. maybe the Lakers acquire a player who slots in between Luka and Austin. But as it stands right now, with the way that this roster is put together, and given the championship expectations that you carry, no matter what season and no matter what roster Luka Doncic is playing on, they are still expected to compete for championships. When you have a player of Luka's talent level in his prime, that means Austin has to be a championship level player. That means he has to carry the offense when Luka isn't out there. That means, and this is one of my, you know, kind of biggest questions, you know, facing Austin this season. And honestly, one of my biggest questions facing anybody this season is, Austin, are you going to help Luka get better? You know, one of the conversations I had off the air in Vegas, and then I think we talked about it briefly on the air as well, was how most second best players on you know, championship caliber teams make the best player on the team better. They compound their strengths. They make up for some of their gaps. And as it stands right now, with the Luka Austin combination, if I was to ask you, hey, how does Austin make Luka better? What would you say? What would you point to? He's a secondary creator. That means that he is creating when Luka doesn't have the ball. He is, you know, not the kind of defender who you would say, hey, go get that guy and make Luka's life easier that way. As nice as Austin's shot looks, he's not the caliber of shooter who you would say makes Luka's life easier. You can't really run pick and rolls with Luka and Austin in the way you can with, say, Kessler or even LeBron last year, right? The complicating factor here between Austin and Luka is that as it stands right now, there just aren't very many ways that Austin makes Luka better. Now, he does pick up the slack, and he will run the offense with second units and stuff like that. They will be staggered, so Austin might make Luka's life easier on him by taking advantage of some of those second units. But when the two of them are on the court together, there just aren't very many gaps in Luka's game that Austin steps up and fills. And so that means that, you know, what Austin is going to have to do is like figure out ways to do that. And it honestly, we'll talk about it in a little bit down below, but it starts with his catch and shoot ability. And it starts with knocking down and being automatic on some of those open shots that Luka creates and vice versa, you know, as well. But yeah, first and foremost, my biggest takeaway from Austin's offseason, which, you know, congratulations on the new deal. As I've said before, I really root hard for Austin and his camp. But those days of him just being a cute story or a fun story, they are over. And now it's like, hey, given the amount of money that Austin is making, you'd better actually make or get close to making all-star teams, all NBA teams, stuff like that. And, you know, maybe he will, maybe he won't. Let's address what his ceiling might be in the next segment. So what is Austin's ceiling? Well, last year, at the beginning of the season, before he got hurt, remember, Austin only played in 51 games last year. That's going to have to greatly increase this season. But at the beginning of the season, Austin was not just getting all-star praise. He was getting all NBA buzz. He was incredible. 25 plus points per game, 5 and 5 in terms of rebounds and assists per game, 5 or more in both of those fronts, shooting the ball well, getting to the free throw line, defending at an okay level. He was incredible. And by the way, for the most part in the regular season, in those stretches where Austin is asked to carry a little bit more of the offense, he tends to do just fine. So With LeBron gone, Austin is going to be stepping into a role where he has to carry a much bigger chunk of the offense. And we will see if he scales up, right? Like, this is always, anytime you see a player, and over the course of Austin's career, he succeeded in small windows, and the Lakers were like, what if we expand that window? And then he succeeded in a larger role, and the Lakers were like, what if we promote him? And then he, exceeded expectations in that larger role, and he kept on doing it all the way up to where now he is making max level money, 25% max, but still max level money. So every other time that he has been challenged to do what the Lakers are going to be challenging him to do again next season, he has met that challenge, at least in the regular season. And now this is a significantly bigger step than any of the other steps that the Lakers asked him to make. There are significantly greater stakes to him leveling up in the way that he has in previous seasons. And we'll see if he's able to do it. I think he'll be an all-star next year. I actually think that the Lakers are going to be a good regular season team. Based on the traffic on my show and the other shows in the Lakers podcast sphere that I've noticed, traffic is way up with Lakers fans here. And I think a lot of Lakers fans are going to be very intrigued by next year's team. And if the Lakers are as good as I think they are going to be next season, I would expect, and this is one of those things that I've always over the years kind of charted, I would expect that all-star voting is going to represent that uptick in Lakers fan interest from the last few seasons team to this year's, this upcoming season's team. So that's going to be interesting to watch. I think Austin will be one of the bigger beneficiaries of that uptick just compared to his prior, level of vote getting before. And if the Lakers are good and he is the second best player on a team that looks like it probably should win its division, get home court in the first round, and then we'll see what happens in the postseason. I think Austin has, the possibility to get enough all-star votes to get there on popularity. And then even if he doesn't, Austin is like really respected around the league. That was one of the things that I kind of took from this last offseason, is like with conversations that I've had throughout the league with scouts, with assistant coaches, with front office executives and stuff like that, and people like that. One of the lessons that I walked away from this summer was like how much respect Austin gets around the league for his ability to oscillate between various roles in the offense. And, that flexibility, that ability, that malleability is something that coaches especially love. So I expect that Austin will get quite a bit of support for an all-star berth. And again, he would have gotten one last year had he not gotten hurt. Like I remember listening to podcasts, and I think probably the most important podcast for subjects where votes are tallied up is probably Zach Lowe's podcast. I was listening to Lowe talk about it, and he had Austin before he got hurt as an all-star. And usually that means like most overall ballots and balloting results, when they come back, pretty closely align to Zach Lowe's takes on stuff. So I would tend to think that, given that Austin showed at least for a little while last year, he was able to do it and get that kind of respect, I would expect Austin to get that kind of respect again next year in an expanded role with elevated expectations. Now, the next topic that we're going to talk about here is his defense and how much of the Lakers' playoff hopes are riding on that. That's a completely different conversation altogether. So as far as the defense goes, I said this in the Luka preview. I also would add to the last couple of segments too, before we dive into the defense, I would add to this that like, this is one of those years that Austin is going to be looked at as a leader as well. Before, like I was thinking about this while I was driving around the other day, one of the things that I'm low key really looking forward to next season is that the energy level that the Lakers play with over the last few years has always been directly tied to, not just closely, but directly tied to LeBron's energy and engagement level. And not saying this to knock LeBron, but last few years he was either nearing or at or in his 40s. And, you know, it's kind of difficult to ask your, you know, or the the team's best player in his 40s to set the tone in terms of energy and engagement. And one thing that I'm really looking forward to next year is Luka setting that energy and engagement level, Austin setting that energy and engagement level. Both of those guys, not just holding their teammates to account when it comes to energy and engagement, but also each other and critically themselves. So from a leadership standpoint, I think this is going to be something that Austin is really going to have to pick up some of the leadership that was left behind by LeBron. All right, now let's talk about his defense though. As I said with Luka, and I'll repeat it again here with Austin, I just want them to not be terrible. Can you do that? Like, is that okay? I want them to be, you know, their floor, I want that to be mediocre. And their ceiling, I mean, obviously I would love to have a higher ceiling with this, but I would prefer that, you know, they top out at above average and they bottom out at below or at average, at league average defensively. Just don't be terrible.